So after high school, you went to Texas and played there for a year.
I went to Texas for a year, yes.
Okay. And then you started in the golf business.
Started in the golf business in Miami, Florida, under Buck Lewis. Mr. Pennant got me the job.
Okay.
Now, Buck had gone to UT and played as, Mr. Pennant was the coach. And I think that's when he won the Austin City Championship, when he was at school at UT, because he was from San Antonio originally.
Buck Lewis, when he was 17, won the Austin City Championship, the Harvey Pennick, and the Texas State Junior.
Okay.
In all 3 years.
And so I didn't know that.
And that was 1957, if I'm not mistaken. No, not 57. 1937.
Yes, that was 1937. 37, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I worked for Buck, he was 43 years old, and I was 18.
Yeah, I think I may have told you that he's the reason I started writing this series, mm-hmm. because I was always fascinated with the name Buck Lewis. I'd see it on the trophies.
Everybody I've talked to, Buck Lewis, they think about riding horses.
I thought, who was this guy? And when I started researching it, I found out that he won the state junior title 3 out of 5 years and was runner-up the other 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a dominant junior player at that time, and of course then you played in that tournament until you were 21 years old, so
yeah.
it was a significant field.
Absolutely.
Anyway, all right,
it was the same way when I was a kid. You could play up to age 21.
And so you went to work for Buck in Miami, and you were there for how many years?
I was there for 1 year, and the reason I left is they closed the golf course for repairs. They were going to redo the greens, and they were going to be closed up for a significant amount of time. So I left there, and I went to New Orleans, and I worked for a guy named Mike Barbato.
Barbato,
B-A-R-B-A-T-O. He was the golf coach at LSU for about 25 years, like Mr. Pennick was at Texas. He was at LSU, and he produced the Hebert brothers and Johnny Pott, Gardner Dickinson. I mean, he had some great players down there. He was at Timberland. He was at Timberland Country Club, and actually, it's Gretna. It's across the river from New Orleans.
So you worked for him at Timberland?
Timberland Country Club.
Okay.
I was there in 1962. And I had a fella come through that was playing the senior tour. He was there for Monday qualifying at the New Orleans Open, named Lee Milligan, who was from San Antonio. And Lee asked me, he said, do you know anybody? He said, I'm about to start a season up there in Madison, Wisconsin at Nakoma Golf Club. He said, do you know anybody who would like to go up there as an assistant? And I said, what are the opportunities up there? He said, they're great. Because it's a seasonal thing, and any time a job would open in the South, I mean, hell, you had people like Lou Worksman. I mean, you had big name pros trying to get them, and I couldn't compete with people like that. So I went to Wisconsin and worked for Lee in 1963.
And what club was that?
That was at Nakoma, N-A-K-O-M-A, Nakoma Golf Club in Madison.
And how long were you there?
I was there for 1 year.
Okay.
And I got my first head pro job at the end of that season to start the next year.
Where was that?
That was in Waupaca, Wisconsin.
W-A-U-P-A-C-A.
W-A-U-P-A-C-A, Waupaca Country Club, Waupaca, Wisconsin.
So that was at basically 64?
64.
How long were you there?
3 years. And the nature of the business is you kept moving until you wound up at the best job you could get. And I left there. That was a 9-hole golf course. Beautiful course. I went up there last summer to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
It was fabulous. I left there and went to Bullseye Country Club.
Where was that?
In Wisconsin Rapids.
So it was in Rapids, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.
Really?
It was a big paper. It was a big paper mill. They had the third and fifth largest paper companies in the United States, located right there in that same place. Nacoosa Edwards and Consolidated Paper Company were located right there.
So you were there in 68?
I was there starting 67.
67.
Started 67. And I was there for, oh gosh, till 1974. 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to a place in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, called Rolling Meadows Golf Course. I applied for that job, and they gave me all the golf cart revenue, all the pro shop revenue. They gave me everything except green fees. In fact, they even threw in, and I had asked for that. They even threw in the beer and food concession, which was absolutely incredible.